Welcome to Garner Bank Primary Newsletter, February 2016. How on earth did we arrive at the end of February? Time flies. We want to learn about everything that's been happening at Garner Bank throughout this month. Classes have not been out of the school so much this month, but we had a number of visitors to enhance classroom learning. Every class participated in a workshop provided by the SSPCA, P1A, P1B, P2A, and P5 also had a visit from the RSPB. P1A and P1B attend a special showing of the Gruffalo at the GFT as part of Glasgow's Film Festival. P7 went out to see the lion dancing outside the Bank of China in Sucky Hall Street as part of our Chinese New Year celebrations. Another visitor to the school was Eva Bollander, recently elected councillor for Anderson City, who was suitably impressed by our building and all she heard about the life and work of the school. Another set of visitors are our teaching students currently working Another visit to the school was Eva Bollander, recently elected councillor for Anderson City, who was suitably impressed by our building and all she heard about the life and work of the school. Another set of visitors are our teaching students currently working P1A, P1B, P3, P34, and P6. P2A and P2B are hosting visits from speech and language therapy students on four successive Monday mornings from Monday 22nd of February. And finally, we have been hosting parent workshops on Wednesday afternoons in connection with our efforts to raise attainment in numeracy. Don't worry if you have not been invited to one of these yet. Ms. Akhtar will continue delivering these workshops over the next 3 weeks, and you can look forward to receiving an invitation to the workshop appropriate for your child's class and stage. During our in-service day, staff were working on strategies for raising attainment in numeracy. All staff attended a workshop delivering by Gemma Merg, inspired thinking about the way we approach the teaching of mental arithmetic strategies. Ms. Mortensen continues to work as part of the local improvement group on improving nursery and primary school liaison. As such, she will be working with Kathy, acting head teacher at Renfrew Street Nursery School, to improve the experience our children have as part of their transition program when preparing to leave nursery and start school. Active schools have organized curriculum football and basketball for us this term. P4 have enjoyed participating in soccer's fours program, and P6 and P7 have been participating in basketball coaching. This has led to some P7 signing up for the School of Basketball currently being established at Hillhead High School. Our P1 boys and girls will benefit from basketball coaching in Term 4. We are grateful to Phil Rossenley, our active school coordinator, for all he has done to promote sport and more children being more active more often over the last 9 years. We wish Phil and his family well as they take their leave to begin a new life down under in Sydney, Australia. The 2 days following the midterm break were decided financial education days. Each class has focused finance lessons in Miss Actor's Class P4 held a sale of work, where children from across the school could buy the wares produced by P4. These were of an excellent quality. P4 had the entire experience of planning, preparing, and presenting the sale with a great sense of achievement at the end of it. £165 was raised. Our enterprises has decided that they will give £65 to our UNICEF Day for Change campaign, and will spend the other £100 on classroom resources. Well done, Miss Actor and P4. The Pupil Council ran a competition for pupils throughout the school to design a new PE kit. Choir Run in P2A was a winner of this competition. Now a rival from the providers of our school uniform items will meet with the Pupil Council on Friday the 26th February to discuss the manufacturing progress. If it provides possible to produce a PE kit to match Kurain's design, this could be available for when time is to order school uniforms for session 2016 to 2017. Look out for further information coming your way. Making rag bag collections is a way for the school to show its commitment to recycling as part of our promotion of all things eco-related, as well as a way to raise money. There will be a rag bag collection from the school on Monday the 7th of March. Now this is the time to have that spring clean and fill some bags with clothing, paired shoes, handbags, wallets, tights. Please, no pillows, cushions, duvets, carpets, or rugs. Thank you. We have been waiting for this whole school session for our refurbishment work to begin. We have a spectacular building which is listed by Historic Scotland, who want to ensure that any improvements retain the original features. This has led to a number of delays with regard to replacing the windows. Work will now begin during the summer, when the focus will be the building work that needs to be done in the bottom hall to create a new office reception area. Delays can be frustrating, but I'm sure that in the end, it will all be worth it. Parent Council of Garnet Bank Primary School work hard to promote and to support the school in many ways. They recently met with the receptionist of CORDA, the arm's length organization of the council who provide school meals, cleaning services and janitor services, to discuss the quality of the food in the dining room and the different methods available paying for school meals. Please look out for the minutes of the meeting to learn delays of the discussion. The next meeting of the parent council will take place in the staff room at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 23rd of March. These meetings are open meetings which anyone can attend, but only members can vote. The 2 weeks beginning Monday the 29th of February are Fair Trade Fortnight. We will be doing a number of things to raise the profile of our school as a fair trade school during this time, including special lessons and holding a raffle, the prize for which will be a hamper of fair trade goods donated by the Co-op and Tesco. Look out for raffle tickets being on sale. The month of March will be a very busy one, which includes Health Week, Parents' Evenings, a visit by the Book Fair, Sexual Health and Relationship Lessons, a visit by the Photographer, and the Easter Assemblies. And finally, I'd like to say thank you for everyone for all their kind words following the announcement of my intention to retire in the summer. The post of the head teacher at Garnet Bank Primary School will be advised very soon. The parent council will be involved in the process of drawing up short lists of applications to be interviewed, and in the interview process itself, an appointment should be made sometime during the month of May. We will keep you informed of progress with this process. Thank you for listening to the Garnet Bank Primary Newsletter, February 2016.